There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yo.
Where we watch tonight, marquee game of the night in the NBA. The Lakers just get boat raced by the Boston Celtics, a game that was close for a while, and then the Lakers just watch the Celtics blow by them for layup after layup after layup. They never got close, never made a run in LeBron's return. 130 to 108
yep.
is the final score. And while Anthony Davis had a big night for the Lakers, he had 31. LeBron clearly, 23-6 in his first game back in 32 minutes. Not bad. Nothing else from really any of the Lakers, and the Celtics had star maker games from Marcus Smart, Dennis Schroeder. This was a blowout that really set the Lakers back. This is a big step back for them because it illustrated just how bad they are defensively. Like, you knew they weren't good, but boy, if this is how an okay Celtics team can just blow by them, I was thinking good things at 8-8. LeBron's on the way back, and it's just going to be more of a slog fest for the Lakers now. If the Lakers are 15-15 after 30 games, I'm not going to be surprised if they're still struggling to kind of find their way in another 10 or 12 games from now.
Yeah, I think when we go down through it, Jason, I mean, now it becomes the you start the clock today, I guess, of the experiment. Is that what we can call it? We'll do our own little package every game when they play together on the court, and that means all three, Davis, Westbrook, and James. Because I wanted to ask you a question we got it from Frostburg, and it's certainly shown up in my timeline probably, I don't know, 1,000 times at this point. People were going, hey, did you see this? I posted it 5 minutes ago. In case you missed it, I'm posting it again. Here's LeBron smiling on the bench while they're down 20.
Yeah, he doesn't
look like he cares. Hot take. It's like, game's over. It's one of 82. And I think when you go past the 30-minute mark in your return, you know, from a core injury, you're probably feeling okay if you're not writhing in pain on the bench going, this was a bad idea. I think you smile and say, all right, that's a first step back, even if we're not ready. Now, the long term is the question that you offered of what this defense becomes, and you still have other parts coming back from injury. Talen Horton-Tucker had a terrible shooting night tonight. He'd been, you know, the answer to everybody's prayers for a couple of games as he came back from injury, and now his role will get redefined. But certainly as you push forward, everybody's going to play amateur GM. Now we're going to go into all the trade simulators. Yeah, we're doing it for baseball. As you wonder whether the clock strikes midnight and we get a long extended lockout. But certainly for the NBA, it becomes, all right, now what can we do to improve this squad? And that's going to be the fun and excitement from the holiday season for LA Scribes.
Yeah, because the narrative is now flipped from, okay, let's get this going. And yes, you do have to understand and give a little bit of slack that LeBron was out and he's getting back in the lineup now. But it still doesn't matter. There's still a team that blew leads they shouldn't have blown. And
sure,
they're defensively, they're not in games like this tonight. And there's a lot of issues. So now the narrative around the Lakers has gone from, boy, when are they going to do it, to how long do they stick with this? How long do they stick with this version of the Lakers until they decide, you know what, LeBron James clearly doesn't have as much time left as we expected, because here he is breaking down injury-wise. He's already been hurt twice this year. He's been hurt every year with the Lakers. He's not as healthy as he was. The wear and tear is getting to him. He doesn't have that much time left. Do we let this go? Can we let this go all the way through the regular season? Is this something that we really think is going to turn when we get to game 40, game 50? Or is it, you know what, we're just losing to all the younger athletic teams. We can't play the defense we need to, and we need to go make a move. We need to reinvent this roster by the deadline. Because we've seen it before. We've seen teams around LeBron, hey, we're going to make like a whole bunch of moves, and hey, this move was designed to make us better, and hey, the teams go on a run. Like, we've seen this before. But that's now the narrative of the Lakers, is how long do you give this until it's time to throw the hammer down and say, we can't keep going like this. We have to go make a move. And it's big trades and it's big moves. And maybe it's Westbrook. Maybe it's somebody else. But how long until you have to do that break glass in case of emergency and change what they're doing and have wholesale changes? That's now the narrative around the Lakers.
Mm. Yeah, I'm curious to see what the flow is, right? Because we look at the West and we've talked a lot about the Warriors. A team playing as well as they are tonight, you know, sit a number of the starters. So some of those narratives begin of going, really? We're not even into December. We're already getting the rest games and that anger. And then Jordan Poole has a big game and they win on the road at Detroit to extend what's been a fantastic start to the season. But even if you anticipated they were going to be better, and I certainly, when we did some of our preseason content going into camps, it's like, I liked them at the end of last year, thought, you know, they not necessarily start hammering nails into the coffin because they're not done yet. And did I think they'd be where they're at? Hell no. I just thought they'd be good, and then Clay would come in, and now you add an extra element, and you're that much more dangerous. Instead, well, it's clicking now, and now it's a matter of sustaining it. Because, again, long road, lots of, you know, bumps, bruises, and wear and tear, because we forget, you know, even though he's babyface, Steph Curry's been in the league over a decade. right? Klay Thompson, we don't know what he's going to be. It's all pie in the sky because, you know, he's missed two years here. But we look throughout the Western Conference, and it's like going through, say, the AFC and the NFL is there's warts, there's problems. And it's the, all right, who can get it together and find a groove when it matters? Not through the 82, right? You'd like to see some leveling off and not some of these catastrophic lows mixed in where you're going, I don't even think they wanted to play basketball tonight. What happened? Is there fighting? Did they just decide this was a tank game? I mean, what are we doing? And I say that, you know, with tongue in cheek, because with all the gambling talk and whatever anymore, you can't even joke about that stuff. It's now that much more on the radar of people than it was. And it was already a big deal. But I think for the Lakers, I don't think you get that much further into this season before the calls for a trade are really loud, and before Frank Vogel looks around going, I don't have enough guys that want to play defense or can at this point, right? Because LeBron could still play great defense for a couple of minutes, or at least he could last year, but he couldn't do it over 48 minutes in a game. And Anthony Davis spends too much time as a big man on the floor, literally on the floor, as we joked with Bill Plaschke when he joined us in the middle of the week, that he's probably going to miss some games over time. So you're trying to make sure you're measuring and finding the backup solutions as you flow for the inevitability that you're going to be without his services at some point. And that's not wishing people any ill will, folks. It's just looking at game logs and the injury histories of players that we're talking about, right? It's one of the dangers when you construct the core of your roster to the age and minutes that they've played, right? Because always you got to remember with LeBron, you add like another three seasons when you start adding his playoff runs in terms of wear on his body. So the inevitability was once the first injury started, perhaps they'd start coming a bit more frequently. And during his tenure with the Lakers, you got a title, but you've also got a lot of frustration and consternation of what could have been had he been healthy. And the last thing they want to do is start racing towards April again with that lingering, you know, like the the telltale heart, right? It's just beating.
Yes, yes.
Waiting for doom around the corner and wondering what it's going to be.
Tick, 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 tick.
Twitter at @AbadaFresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome. LeBron, the sand is going through the hourglass. How long will they go until they decide, I got to hit that button and make that happen? So we'll have more on the NBA coming up again. Big night for the Warriors tonight. They win without Steph, without Draymond Green, without Andre Iguodala. I don't think Steve Kerr even coached. I think they went coachless tonight. But the big game in the NFL coming up on Sunday, there is clearly one game that overwhelms everything because of the star power of the teams involved and what kind of aerial show we can expect. Jets-Dolphins is not sad. See what I did there? Jets-Dolphins.
44.5 your total there. The other game, a robust 56.
Jets-Dolphins. There's no way 44 points are getting scored in Jets-Dolphins.
Hey, Tua might light up your team.
Oh, yeah. This will be the week, right? Hey, Tua might be great. Although it could also be the converse part is, hey, if Tua doesn't have a big game against the Jets, we definitely got to go get a new quarterback.
Well, hey, the thing, though, the Jets' pass defense looks pretty good because their run defense is so terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well,
Miles Gaskin, let's go, yeah, people.
Oh, my God, Miles Gaskin, right?
But, yeah, it's Tua versus Flacco. Yay.
Yeah, Miles Gaskin is averaging like 1.3 yards per carry on Sunday. It's a 100-yard day for Miles Gaskin. He's carried the ball 87 times for that 100 yards. Congratulations,
Can
Miles
the – the Dolphins' defense score like the Patriots did in fantasy for Week 11.
But, no, the Cowboys and the Chiefs is the marquee game of the week in the National Football League. And I know there's the opinion that is shared by a lot of people in the media that now the Chiefs have turned the corner, right? They get a big win over the Raiders, and this is the Chiefs team we thought we'd see, and here's Patrick Mahomes playing well. Mahomes has played well all season. He's just turned the ball over a little bit more than he normally does. It happens. This Dallas team is different. Dallas is better than the Chiefs up and down the roster. Dallas is going to run away with this game in the second half because their offense is just that good. Even though they're going to play without Amari Cooper because he's not vaccinated and he is in violation of the COVID protocol for the NFL. So now he's going to miss Sundays, probably going to miss Thanksgiving as well. It's really not going to matter. This is why you saw Michael Gallup trending so much. Saying, oh, Michael Gallup is trending. He's on my bench in fantasy. What do I do? Dallas's offense is so good.
Get him in your lineup.
it's so good. And they're going to be so up for this game. It's going to be the exact opposite of the Denver Broncos game where they just thought, we're going to show back up and put points on the board. Their defense is going to be patient. They'll get a couple of big turnovers from Mahomes. Casey's defense is improved, but it's not in the class to stop the Cowboys. I will be really surprised if the Cowboys don't throw the hammer down and slowly pull away from the Chiefs, and they win this game something like 38-28, something like that, where, hey, Mahomes will get a couple of touchdowns late, but this is going to be a big day for Dak. They're going to run the football well. They will throw the football well. This will be a day everybody on Dallas has big days offensively.
Kansas City coming into the game, giving up about 24 points per game. When you look at your Dallas Cowboys, 21.7. Micah Parsons obviously having a huge year. Trayvon Diggs, depending on who you talk to, he's either the greatest cornerback in the world or he's the most hyped and overblown based on some of the completions on balls thrown his way. You know, some of them are going to get through, guys. Just got to let you know that. But the fact of the matter is you've got Dan Quinn, who's got that unit playing pretty well. For Mahomes, my big thing in all of this was just however you can figure out a way to eliminate them from the dance, you eliminate them from the dance. Because once they're in there, they're taking over. This is Michael Rapaport in the movie Beautiful Girls going, I'm the DJ. I'm the DJ. And Rosie O'Donnell yells, no, Jethro Tull. That's what you don't want. You don't want Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid crashing your party because they're taking it over, potentially, because of where the AFC is right now. You don't have that dominant team. And that's why the hyperbole coming off of the New England beatdown of Atlanta became such a big deal over the last 24 hours. So high-scoring affair. The over-under sitting at 56. Chiefs, a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going to take the home team.
Oh, look at you.
Straight Dak.
Oh, we're on opposite sides. That's my NFL upset special of the week.
Look at that.
I will take the Cowboys getting those points. 20-12 now, is 2-2 last week. Had a real heartbreaker, except not at all. My teams got blown out. But still, 2-2 is still 2-2. 20-12 on the season. Mike and I will give you our upset special picks in college football coming up later on this hour. But boy, Cowboys and Chiefs, a lot of points. Watch the Cowboys just light up that scoreboard. You're wearing cowboy hats. Everybody's going to be so excited after this game. And then it's going to be, oh, what happened to the Chiefs? Oh, the Chiefs are still the same. Still the same.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
You did something for the first time.
I'm
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Cowboys, Chiefs, Cam Newton, and more joining us now on the hotline. He is a longtime pro football insider. He is the editor-in-chief at fansided.com. As his Twitter bio will tell you, he is a selector for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There's an asterisk on that because it could be taken away at any time. He is author of the brand new book, Joe Flacco, A Relentless Life to Start for the New York Jets. It is Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening?
Joe Flacco, isn't that just the dream come true, really, isn't it? It really is, if you're a Jets fan. Like, it just adds another chapter to the book of Jets quarterbacks since Joe Willie.
It's just the book of Jets. There's nothing the Jets can do. There's nothing the Jets can do now, Jason Cole, where I would go, wow, I can't believe that happened.
Joe Flacco really is. It's taking it to a whole new level of retreadedness.
Well, because not like, only did, was he a retread the first time he was on your team.
Yes, now he's a retread
right.
again.
It's like you took a bad tire already, retreaded one, and then we're just doing it again, just to see how long we can last with this.
So is Robert Saleh going to be one and done, Jason?
Do you have an over-under on the total that you lose by?
The Dolphins stink, so we're probably only going to lose by 10, but the final score is going to be 11-2. So that's what's going to happen to us.
The Dolphins, like, you get a 2-pointer field goal, and then the Dolphins go for the touchdown and the 2-pointer just to seal it away.
How much of the Dolphins, they're so licking their chops. They go, hey, last time this guy played quarterback against us, we sacked him for a 30-yard loss on one play. I can't wait to see what we're going to do on Sunday. Oh, my goodness.
Will you lose by 30 or less? That's the question.
Oh, we'll lose by less. Come on. You really think Tua is going to be the headline's going to be Tua's four touchdowns leads Dolphin? No, come on.
Have you you've watched your team the last two games when they've given up like 10 billion points, right? Like,
yeah.
They find new ways to get scored upon. Okay?
No, the headline's really going to be the headline's going to be Myles Gaskin sets all-time record for rushing yards in a game. Like, that's the headline.
442 yards.
And this week, the anniversary of Peyton going nuts. No, but in all seriousness, J. Cole, is Robert Saleh going to get fired at the end of the year?
No, they're not going to do it. I mean, it's bad, and... But I don't know. What do you do with that team? Like, they got nothing. They had nothing going into the season. I mean, they're playing poorly. But I don't know. I just think you walk in, you do the Tony Dungy thing, and where you walk in, and Tony Dungy tells this great story about his first year in Tampa. He walks in, they lose a bunch of games. It's really bad. And he walks in and he apologizes to his team, right? He goes, guys, I'm really, really sorry. We don't have a lot of guys who are buying into what we're trying to do, but I promise we'll have those guys next year. and then everybody goes, what did he just say?
What's he know that we don't?
What was that? Like, that to me, that would be the killer move for Robert Saleh. I give guys a break for the first year. And as a matter of fact, like, you go back to the Eric Mangini year where, oh, they came out gangbusters and made the playoffs and, you know, all these great things that they did in the first year. Everybody thought it was magical. Like, was that really was that good? No, that wasn't good either. So I think you hang with Saleh for, you know, at least another year to see if he can get this thing turned around, see if the quarterback's any good. You know, you made an investment in the quarterback and in the coach. Ride it out for a little longer. So,
stop. It was magical. That whole year was magical. Are you kidding? I didn't have a lot of magic. It was magical.
It was mangenial or whatever, or maniacal or whatever. By the way, I was thinking of this. After we got done talking last week, and you said, you know, Dave Brown, Giants quarterback, right? Like, terrible Daves, right? And then I was thinking, if you took Dan Brown, who's not really a whole lot different than Daniel Jones or than David Jones or Dave Jones, whatever, or Daniel Jones and Dave Brown, right?
Okay.
And you mash it up, you get Dan Brown and Davey Jones. And then you get, right?
Okay.
You get a whole thing about the monkeys doing the Da Vinci Code.
Ah.
That's what we really need to do. And see, that would save the Giants season. You could turn it into a musical with the monkeys singing the Da Vinci Code.
And wouldn't they be singing down
at Bill Nighy while you're at it?
They'd be singing down in Davy Jones's locker. I mean, so they would, that you have that part
that,
as well.
You could throw that in. It's a pre-show kind of show.
Right now, people
That's
listening
the
going
off Broadway version. Okay,
people are listening going, this guy really is a Hall of Fame voter. I got to look this up. I got to find what's the on Twitter.
You
have Jason Cole, 62.
And you know what? I survived. Dave Baker's not the president anymore. He doesn't listen anymore. He doesn't call me afterwards. And go, stop it! Stop it!
Oh, Jason Cole with us here at the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so look, we got the big news today. Cam Newton, it's not unexpected, is going to start for the Carolina Panthers. Look, they changed the energy around the team. I mean, and this is going to be you just jumping up and down on Sam Darnold, but that's okay. I'm here for that. If Cam Newton
when
just doesn't
you're
throw
a jet,
three...
You're a jet all the way, even when you get to the Panthers that way.
But see, I sang that the other day for Rex Ryan. That's still the Jets coach.
Well, Rex still thinks he's the Jets coach. He still does. He still thinks
he's
the absolutely.
Jets coach. No, he thinks he owns the Jets. He didn't think that he coaches the Jets. He thinks he owns the Jets, okay? And for all intents and purposes, he's better than Woody Johnson. So, yes, okay? Like, think about it that way. All right, we got Cam Newton in Carolina. Okay, we've seen this show. And, like, okay, is Cam Newton any better than he was the last time we saw him play quarterback? I mean, you know, whatever. It's a nice Band-Aid. It's kind of a cute little story that he goes home, right? But, yeah, I mean, they still need a quarterback. I mean, this isn't a solution or anything.
Yeah, but if he doesn't throw three picks a week and can run the ball okay, Carolina's got some talent. They can have a fun last half of the season.
Yeah, they can. Sure, they could be fun. Let's be fun. That's what we want to do.
I don't mean like there's going to be parties choice, all the time.
As soon as you made that word choice, you made a mistake.
Look, I understand that the hurdle that you're trying to get over, okay, is anything better than the Jets, okay? That's what you're just looking. I'm a Jets fan. I just want fun. I want something that I can enjoy, okay? Because I want to just enjoy the show. That's the definition of Jets, right? We talked about this last week. Just enjoy the show. And right now you can't. So you want to see something that you can just enjoy. You don't need victory. You don't need, you know, being pumped up or anything. You just want to watch it and say, yeah, that was kind of fun, right? And I get that. So, yeah, Carolina's got that chance. Does it actually mean anything, like, in terms of, like, winning? No, but it's just kind of fun. I get it. That's where you're headed to.
Darnold never had good parties.
In the AFC?
Cam has all the good parties.
Cam has all the cool touchdowns. He's awesome.
Sam never invited anybody over for. I want to have fun. Sam was like, I'm going home.
See, I want to have. You know what? I want Darnold back because I want the Sam and Cam show.
Okay. All right.
Not Sam and Cat.
Sam.
No. Sam.
Sam and Cam.
You could get him back.
They should alternate quarterbacks. They should go back to like. The days of Craig Morton and Roger Staubach in Dallas and just have them play every series. Sam and Cam, they should do that. That would be really fun. That defines fun to me, okay? The Sam and Cam show.
That would certainly get Steve Spurrier back in the NFL. Oh, we can alternate quarterbacks. I tried that. Didn't work. No, nobody liked it.
I did. Oh, yeah. I was great at that. If they just stuck with me a little bit, I wouldn't be great at that. Yeah, I'm the old ball coach. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I was just learning all the great golf courses in Washington.
It's like a really bad Spurrier mixed with a bad Jerry Jones. It's just all bad.
No, come on. My Spurrier is pretty good. My Spurrier, because I say the exact same things that he would say.
Yep. That's all you got to do to be Spurrier.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. Let's
yeah,
see.
And then show up like drunk for a UF game, and you're good.
Allegedly.
Did I just say that? Yes, I did.
Wow. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Look at you. Look at you. Really.
Who's
taking over for Dave Baker now? Drew Pearson, he's going to call and throw you out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, man.
I think it's Jim Porter is the name of the guy. They did a 45-minute interview with him where people were asking all these questions during a video call. I missed the call. You know, and I'm glad because that's 45 minutes of my life I could never get back. But he seems like a nice guy. He was talking, you know, his opening statement is, we want to work together and do this together. And then announced, oh, by the way, we're doing this on Tuesdays from now on. Just telling you that because they're doing the show on a Thursday night now since they moved the honor show from Saturday night because they want to get ratings on that. So we'll be doing that on Tuesday, and it'd be like 2 weeks beforehand. So we're not going to know the results for like 2-3 weeks. It'll be cool.
No, because you're going to go do all your informal polling, and you'll have it super sleuthed out.
Well, I'll know my results, but and I know who should be in the Hall of Fame and who should not, most importantly, and who more the most importantly, who should get kicked out.
Hey, Gil Brandt, who is this guy that wants to get all the Cowboys kicked out? Do I need to give him a phone call?
Gil's lucky I'm not going after him. Let's just put it that way.
Get Gil right? Brandt, the architect. Yeah, get him out. He's on Twitter.
He put a Twitter rant with somebody the other day that blocked him.
Oh, man. Really? He did? Gil Brandt?
I mean, you're a big Gil Brandt fan. I mean, we know this now. We've established this, right?
Gil Brandt hates me. Although he follows me on Twitter, and I follow him as a result. Maybe he doesn't remember that he hates me. That could be what happened. Maybe he's got a lot of beefs.
Gil knows everybody that he hates. Okay, trust me.
He's got a list.
He knows. Let's just say this. Gil remembers just about everything, number one, but he especially remembers people he hates. And Gil, I know the people he doesn't like because he has this look on his face. It's like a grimace. It's a real bad look. And so I'm bringing up your name the next time. I just get that Gil Brandt. Oh, that guy? He didn't have a system.
Oh, yeah, he got blocked by Florio and his folks.
Oh, wow. There you go. There you go. And TJ, there will be no pro football talk for Gil Brandt anymore.
We got Chiefs Cowboys this week. We didn't do anything. We did Da Vinci Code. That's what we are.
Because we thought it was going to happen. I'm taking the Cowboys. They're going to pull the doors off the Chiefs. They're going to kill the Chiefs on Sunday.
No. They're the Cowboys. Cowboys don't know how to like win two games in a row that actually mean anything. That's not happening.
You're just anti-Cowboys. You want them all out of the
Pretty
Hall
much.
Of Fame.
Look, I remember the 70s and Preston Pearson with that stupid pass, the little shuffle pass, and Roger Staubach complaining. I mean, like, I'm still living that nightmare, okay? When I was still a fan of a team. I remember that stuff.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. His preview of the Chiefs and Cowboys can be summed up as, will the Cowboys win? No. No. There you go. That's the preview. That is the type of analysis.
Now he's going to go back.
That you get here that you don't get anywhere else.
Yeah, he's going to go back to his Jim Pearson shrine.
You got Dave Brown and Daniel Jones. That's what you got on the show. All right. Later.
All right. Bye. Say hi to Jim Porter for us. All right. Very good. There goes Jason Cole. Oh, you never know where it's going to go.
No.
But I kind of like the whole Dave Brown, Davy Jones locker. I'm a believer. I kind of like that. You can tell he's waiting. He waited all week to bring that up to us. Like, oh, I thought of it.
Right.
I got to remember that for next week. And he did.
I bet you he had that on a whiteboard, and he was workshopping it, and he's got a little sketch of Bill Nighy from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes.
Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo. I'm an ass man.
True.
Tomorrow in college football, we will start to see a little bit of separation because there's one game above all others, Michigan State and Ohio State. Look, we talked about it beginning of the week. Once the Big Ten starts to separate itself and we find out that's the one team, you're going to see things get a little bit easier to break down. That Big Ten congestion going on around 4, 5, 6, 7, yep. We're going to see a little bit of separation beginning tomorrow. And while, look, Mel Tucker is owned this week. Sure. It has been the Mel Tucker week. He's on the cusp of what is going to wind up being a $95 million extension, be the highest paid coach in college football. It's a great week for him. Ooh, I think OSU is going to roll Michigan State tomorrow. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see Kenneth Walker. He could win the Heisman Trophy tomorrow with a big game. Look at this, what he's doing on Ohio State. But Ohio State's offense is terrific, and they're going to get out to a big lead, and Michigan State's going to try to chop away because that's, you know, that's Mel Tucker's thing. Is, don't we stick with the plan? We stick with it, and eventually we chop it down, and we bring teams back into us. It's how they wound up beating Michigan in the game of the year. But Ohio State's offense is a different animal, and Ohio State's going to get up big, and eventually Michigan State's going to have to abandon the running game, and they don't have the horses to stay with them. This 19-point spread seems insane. Boy, Michigan State is great. I know people want to jump on this, go, this seems like a trap game. This seems like it's too good to be true because it is. Ohio State will turn back into Ohio State and show everybody tomorrow in front of national TV with everybody watching. This is why we're still Ohio State, and they steamroll over Michigan State. They'll get up early, and then they'll gradually just continue to pull away until Michigan State can't even see them on the scoreboard.
69.5 is your over-under on this game. Just absolutely amazing when you think about what Michigan State has done, and yet you're still nearly a 3-touchdown underdog. So, yeah, it's... Look, it's the long play for the contract because people are like, see, how do you give a guy a contract and have these numbers being reported ahead of the games they still have left on the schedule? It's like, because you've made your decision. And he's left before, right? He did 1 year before bouncing to Michigan State from Colorado. He'll leave again. But I'm with you. Ohio State's just too strong. I mean, yeah, you look at You look at even if you got into winning margin, you're only looking at, you know, the numbers and winnings that you can have in prop bets. You really need a huge blowout for it to really return any money.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd love to see it because it's going to be the game of the week, but I just can't see them keeping it close. Like, I can't see Kenneth Walker just touchdown after touchdown, and it's back and forth with each team answering the other. Ohio State's just too much more dynamic than Michigan State is. And it's a great week for Mel Tucker, but, boy, I think it's going to end pretty disappointing.
Yeah, unfortunately, the cannibalization in the Big Ten is set up beautifully this week.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we got some big, bold predictions for the NFL Week 11. Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio. Bold prediction, Jets will lose.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.